Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-afternoon prayer using the complimentary psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Armed with God's justice and power, let us prove ourselves through patient endurance.
Armed with God's justice and power, let us prove ourselves through patient endurance.
They have pressed me hard from my youth. This is Israel's song. They have pressed me hard from my youth, but could not destroy me. They plowed my back like a plowman, drawing long furrows. But the Lord who is just has destroyed the yoke of the wicked. Let them be shamed and routed, those who hate Zion. Let them be like grass on the roof that withers before it flowers. With that, no reaper fills his arms, no binder makes his sheaves, and those passing by will not say, "On you the Lord's blessing." We bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table.
Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Armed with God's justice and power, let us prove ourselves through patient endurance.
A reading from 2 Peter. It was not by way of cleverly concocted myths that we taught you about the coming and power of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we were eyewitnesses of his sovereign majesty.
Rejoice and be glad, says the Lord,
for your names are written in heaven.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that no tempests may disturb us, for you have set us fast on the rock of the Apostle Peter's confession of faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.